From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June the 5th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Siobhan Barton is reporting in the Register Star that Columbia County's debt has hit its highest level in 5 years, according to a report from the County Controller's Office. The debt has more than doubled in 2 years to nearly $38 million. Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Gratton said, and I quote, "It's quite high. Given the tax cap and the lack of government grants, it's impossible nowadays for county governments not to borrow money," end quote. In the current budget, infrastructure expenses account for a major portion of the county's financial obligation. Bridge updates alone this year will cost $1.2 million in capital and more than $2.8 million in bonds. According to the statement released with the report, county officials say agreements between 29 towns, villages, the city, and school library and fire districts will result in a savings of $12.8 million over the next 3 fiscal years. Other major savings cited by the controller include the sale of Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and the Certified Home Health Care Agency. You can read that full story in today's Register Star. Ryan Anglem is reporting in the Register Star that the Catskill Republican Committee held its caucus on Wednesday, June the 3rd at the Washington Irving Senior Center. More than 200 registered Republicans attended. The caucus endorsed incumbent Gary Carlson and newcomer Paul Vosburgh to fill 2 seats open on the Catskill Town Board in the November election. The caucus also endorsed Sean Beers for Highway Superintendent. Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail that the Hunter Democratic Committee has chosen to endorse incumbent Town Supervisor Darrell Legg, Councilmember David Kuchel and Raymond Legg, and Greene County Legislator Larry F. Gardner in each of those respective races. Gardner is a 32-year-old veteran of the county legislature. The Hunter Democratic Caucus was held on Wednesday, with more than 50 members in attendance. The Hunter Republican Committee will hold its caucus later this summer. The Daily Mail is reporting that after 138 years in business, the Saugerties Post Star is closing its doors. The Post Star, the Saugerties Penny Saver, and the Mountain Penny Saver will cease publication effective July the 2nd. Customers were notified of the decision in a June 3rd letter from Anthony McFarland, advertising manager for the Times-Herald-Record, Hudson Valley Media Group. McFarland wrote, and I quote, "This has been a very difficult decision, but we feel we cannot continue in the current economic environment," end quote. According to the Ulster County Chamber of Commerce, the Post Star has a circulation of 9,000. The Associated Press is reporting that the Environmental Protection Agency said on Thursday, June the 4th, hydraulic fracturing for oil and natural gas has not caused widespread harm to drinking water in the county. But the report also warned of potential contamination of water supplies if safeguards are not maintained. The EPA assessment tracked water use throughout the fracking process, from acquiring the water through wastewater treatment and disposal. Industry groups hailed the EPA study as proof that fracking is safe. Environmental groups seized on the report's identification of cases where fracking-related activities polluted drinking water. EPA officials said the report was not intended to prove fracking is safe, but instead was aimed at how state regulators, tribes, local communities, and industry can best protect drinking water and reduce the risk of fracking. The report has cost $29 million since 2010, and another $4 million is expected this year. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Sean Eldridge, former Democratic candidate for the 19th Congressional District seat, does not intend to run again. Eldridge divulged the news in a recent interview with Vanity Fair magazine. His decision leaves the 2016 race for the seat wide open. The magazine reported Eldridge is focusing on LGBT, campaign finance reform, and liberal arts education advocacy. Eldridge ran against Republican Representative Chris Gibson last year. Despite spending heavily, Gibson trounced Eldridge by nearly 6,000 votes. Eldridge told Vanity Fair, and I quote, "We didn't win, we weren't that close," end quote. Gibson announced in January he will step aside in 2016 at the end of his third 2-year term. It is believed Gibson will seek the GOP nomination for governor in 2018. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Now for the weekend weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region, including eastern Catskills and the mid-Hudson Valley for Friday, June the 5th. There is a chance of non-severe thunderstorms Friday afternoon and evening ahead of and along a cold front approaching from the St. Lawrence Valley and lower Great Lakes. For today's weather, a slight chance of showers. It will be cloudy with a high near 75 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. For Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 58. Chance of precipitation is 40% for tonight. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Expect higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 74 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 43. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 50. And on Monday, a chance of thunderstorms before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 75 degrees. Monday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:28 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 8 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 5th day of June 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.